Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, back here with our man Eddie Gonzalez here.
I was just going to ask you, what's your thoughts on Sebastian Fundora
and Virgil Ortiz? Oh, yeah.
Well, they're not fighting each other, but they're just two, yeah.
No, Virgil Ortiz, that's my man, though.
He's fighting Erickson Lubin. I know you're familiar with him.
Yeah, no doubt. I was watching, I looked him up on YouTube, I think it was yesterday or the day before. Yeah, no, man, that's a good look right there. That's a good look right there.
That's a great point, though, Kenny. Like, you remember the days we had to find fights, download them, had to watch.
Oh, man, it's crazy. That's why we had to watch everything.
Like greatest fights on YouTube now. Yeah. Like, it just, I remember, like, a knockout, and I'm like, oh, let me go see Eric Morales knock out this guy. Let me go see when Danny Garcia caught him, and then you go down the road. That did not exist before. No. I was using Mega Upload. I was doing everything I could to get these fights.
That's why we had to watch the fights when they were on. Because it was like, man, bro, I don't know how I'm going to see it if I don't see it now. That's why pay-per-view worked. Because it's like, you better watch it.
It got us. I miss a good fight party, though.
Yeah, anytime Kenny asks me about boxing, I'm giving y'all a lesson in how you could fake your way through a sports meeting. Oh, yeah. No, for sure. I'm with KC, though. Like Sebastian, like if Sebastian's on his game, yeah, it'd be fine.
It'd be Sebastian on his game.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to make sure that, you
know. Hell, I think that's what half the people on TV do.
Look, this is what you say.
Oh, that is.
This is all you say. Hey, man, he's got to get that jab going. That's what you say all the time. Yeah. He's got to get that jab going.
Got to use his leg. Once he finds the distance in this fight, whole new fight.
Yeah, right. There's cliches that you can use in any sport. Hey, what'd you think about the Broncos? You know what? If they just get to the quarterback, like if the Broncos say getting to the quarterback, it'd be great.
Hey, man, cut down the turnovers, take care of the ball, and I mean that's the key to victory.
That's it. Yeah, I mean,
you establish the run early. The play action will be there later, and you know this team, they need that.
Hey, King's got to get out fast. They got to stay on top. They got to get out fast. They got to stay on. No slow starts tonight against OKC.
You know what it is in basketball? Man, they got to win the boards, man. Get on the boards.
I thought it was protect the ball.
Protect the ball and get the ball. But here's the thing I always say about the boards is, yeah, the team that wins the battle of the rebounds will win the game because they're getting the missed
other
shots.
Team's bricking.
Right. Like, that's
like
why
the
they're getting
game in football. Yeah, we won the game because we were up 20 and got to run it the whole second half. Right. Of course, our running game looked great. Yeah. Our time of possession was crazy. We were up 40.
Good times.
Your boy was – they got a classic of your boy the other day.
I hope we're here to talk Russell.
Oh, my God. You want to talk Russ?
We can do that.
Oh, let's talk Russ.
We're just talking KD, but let's talk Russ.
Let's talk the greatest rebounding guard in NBA history.
I like that Russ is in this place now where he's just like, everybody hates me, so I'm just going to actually say what I think. And he's just like, yeah, I'm that dude.
The best part about that was they were like, no, actually, you are the best rebounding guard in history. Yeah. Like, you are literally number one.
We said this when he finally signed. Like, we're going to get some throwback games. Like, we're going to get some rust games. There's just no way. There's, you know, whether it's the matchup, whether he's just got his best shoes on, whatever. But some nights, we're going to get some rust games. That'd be every game. We're going to hate some games. But it's just fun to watch him be rust, man. It's just fun to look at the stat sheet and be like, he got what? Like, I love rust, bro. I can't turn that off. I'm sorry.
No, I feel the same way. And I don't want to make it the exact same thing because it's not. It's literally not. We talk about LeBron and what he does at his age, KD and what he does at his age. Yo, Russell Westbrook is 37 years old.
Yeah.
Still flying up and down the court, finishing at the rim, running past defenses. It's once again, it's not those other two, because those other two are going crazy still. But I think it's damn impressive what Russ is doing at this point in his career at that age. He's done it in Denver. He did it in Washington. He did it with the Clippers. Now he's doing it with the Kings. It's pretty impressive. I don't think he gets talked about enough.
Nah, these guys have desensitized us to age. And it's like, you're not supposed to look like this in, you know, I think it's technically Kevin's 19th season, because he lost a year to injury and lost another one to injury. Like, you know, but 36, 37 years old. Steph is 37, be 38. LeBron is 41, you know, like, this is not how it's supposed to look, especially in basketball. I'm not going to say it's easier in football for Tom Brady, but Tom Brady was in a position where he got to use his mind a lot. He kind of got to – he was very well protected in Tampa Bay and was able to kind of still be him. But these guys got to play defense. They got to run up the court, up and down the court. They got to be athletic. And they have really desensitized us to what age looks like. Because you look around the league and you see, like, Jimmy is kind of like a shell of himself. He's still getting it done, but he's just not the same Jimmy. You look at Paul George. Paul George is in his mid-30s, and he looks like he's in his mid-30s. I think a guy we watch kind of have his twilight of the career in front of everybody, you know, Vince Carter, he at this age, these last, like, 4 or 5 years, he was just, you know, leadership, locker room, end of the bench guy. These dudes are still – I was laughing with Kevin, actually, like, because we were talking about the Lakers. Lakers had a big win, and we were talking about Austin Reeves. And it was like, it's crazy that I still expect LeBron to average 25 a game, right? Mm-hmm. Like, not only do I expect it, like, I'll be disappointed if it doesn't, and I, like, fully believe he's going to. Like, that's the level, that's the standard they've set for players at this age, and that's not normal. Like, we see it as normal because we see these dudes all the time, and they kind of look the same. But, like, yeah, what they're doing is crazy, and salute to Russ. I think you're right. He's in that group, and it's fun to watch, man. Like, we're watching the eras change right in front of us. Like, we're actually, like, we're not even in that Giannis Jokic era anymore. Now we're like Shea, Tatum, and like, we're beyond, and we're looking at younger guys younger than them, like, waiting for them to do their stuff. Wemby is next, and you know, these dudes are still here. You know what I mean? Like, I always say, like, it's still the craziest story in sports that I'm watching LeBron James and LeBron James Jr. At the same, like, you're like, the other day I watched Marcus Smart pick up Bronny off the floor, and I'm like, huh? Like, this is crazy. And it's like, he's still effective at that level, and Russ is too. And, you know, I'm happy that Sacramento gets to see that. I hope he's wearing number 19 next year, whether it's in Sac or somewhere else.
It needs to be in Sac. We talking about Russ, and I want to keep talking about him, but you mentioned those guys. DeMar DeRozan, just 29, 25, 27. Yeah. Like, his game didn't change a little bit because he's not as athletic, but, like, he's 30 plus, like, high 30s, you know, in age, and still just these young boys, these 22-year-olds that come into the league, ain't got nothing for him. Nothing.
Yo, it reminds me of like old school basketball, because you had veterans still, and they had, like, tricks of the trade, and they were just stronger than dudes, and, like, they'd just bully you a little bit. And, like, I remember, you know, the Weber Kings, they had, like, Corliss would just elbow you to start a game, and it's like, whoa, like, what are we doing here? Like, Kevin told me this story, and you can look it up. The video is out there. But when I was in Houston, we were talking about how he played against, like, real centers, like, Rosso Nesterovic was on his team, and, like, he had real, like, big dudes who played like vets and would body you. And he was like, man, my second year, third year, I tried to dunk on Shaq. We're like, what? Because we're like, the convo came up because we're talking about Yao. We saw Yao that night. He, Yao is, I don't know if y'all have seen Yao in person. He's not a human being. Like, he looks absurd. So it's like, you play with Yao, right? He's like, yeah, I play with Shaq, but all these dudes. And so he tells us this story about trying to dunk on Shaq. You can find the video. He catches a pass on a fast break and was like, oh, I'm going to get him. Like, he's running full speed. He's like, I got him. This is Phoenix Shaq. Man, Shaq knocked his ass out the air so fast. He said, bro, I remember like a flash. Like, I jump, and the next thing I know, Shaq is picking me up off the ground and going, don't you ever try to effing dunk on me, young fella. And you can see it in the video. Sure enough, knocks him out the air, catches him, picks him up, and he whispers something to him. And Kevin's just like wide-eyed. Like, what just happened? So, like, they used to have them dudes. And so now they're superstars, though, but they're still out here being vets, showing these young boys how it works.
Eddie just says something, and I don't want to derail the conversation. So sure. I just bookmarked it.
No, run with it. We hear.
I don't know if you heard it too. He just said something. Cool. He said, I remember when Weber, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening.
We have speculated.
I remember when Weber and them Kings, you know what I mean?
We have speculated how long it's going to take.
The crazy part is out here, they tell me I got an accent. Now back home, they say I got a New York. I'm like,
I heard it.
Maybe
I heard
everybody
it.
Else just talks funny, and I talk regularly.
No, I heard it.
You did the like new Ebro. Yeah, you did the new Ebro.
I did an Ebro.
Yeah.
Don't you dare.
We losing all our people out there to New York.
Ebro's a New Yorker. I don't care what he say.
Man, you about that close, Eddie. Be careful.
He
you
said
about
it.
That close,
I just
bro.
Heard him. He said, yo, I remember when Weber, you know what I mean?
You out here running Central Park, man. You about that close, bro.
Oh, man. All right. Hey. I got to come back. I got to, like, reacclimate.
Absolutely.
You're going to come back and struggle. You're going to have parkas and Tims and, you know, man, it's 70 degrees out here. What's going on?
We looking like Bishop
and
Juice.
What was he about to say about KD? What was he getting into with the crowd, with the fans? What did he do?
Oh, that video with T was great. When he told him, man, your son don't even want to be here. This is your last weekend here. Only oh, thing that would have made it better is if he said, hey, man, enjoy Sacramento.
Hey, that dude, courtside, he get all the good footage. And I don't know what he said to Kevin, but he get it out of here.
Who was he talking to like last year? He got into it with somebody.
Somebody hit a shot on his ass and told him to back. Shut up.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, you're right. He gets all the low courtside.
Yeah,
all the courts are.
Yeah, I'm happy he exists.
Speaking of hitting,
we need that couple from the Kings games to lock in. They there every day next to the bench. I need their.
Oh, that's our girl.
Yeah, Lania.
Yeah, that's our girl.
Yeah, she tapped in. She don't pull out the phone, but she yeah.
Yeah, nah, she locked in. She'll never take the phone out.
Content.
Nah, that girl is not a content creator. She locked in on the game.
There is somebody. Watch the Throne 916. It's this older Asian lady. I met her before on Instagram. She takes videos. Yeah.
Older Asian lady is named Watch the Throne 916.
Yeah, because I followed the Instagram account. I followed the Instagram account and I would follow it. And then I was at the all right, settle down. I was at the game one time and I was there and I saw her pull up
courtside. You were there courtside?
No, I was in the second row. I wasn't courtside, but I saw her pull up her phone. I tapped her.
To the club and stuff.
I tapped her. I said, you're Watch the Throne 916, huh? She said, yeah, yeah.
Casey want to be regular so bad.
Bro, I wasn't courtside, though.
Casey want to be a regular person so bad.
I know the Ushers all in the arena know you. I know they just
like, my dogs.
Go ahead.
Shout out Mr. Royster. Shout out
Mr. Caraway.
You know
Mr. Caraway.
Shout out my other dog, Kenny. You know what I'm saying?
He's good. He's good. Don't worry. They knew.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Forgot my pass today. Oh, come on, Mr. It's all right,
Damian.
Man. It's
what are
all
we
right.
talking
it's
about?
All right. It's all right, Mr.
They get on, the walkie to get you a new one. Mm-hmm.
They do the same thing with Damian. Don't listen. Dog, stop. They do the same thing with him, bro.
You go through the main entrance, or you got like the side one by the store?
Oh, you know the
just
answer.
The media literally the media entrance.
You know the answer to that, Eddie. You know the answer to that.
That's the media entrance.
Stop it.
He come in through the practice facility in like that secret hallway.
That's where he get ready. He got his own locker. I heard he got his own locker.
He walk in with toiletries in a bag.
Yeah, shea butter and head gloss and all that stuff right there in the locker room.
Not the
Gucci, regular toiletry bag either.
The Louis Vuitton toiletry though.
Mm-hmm. LeBron walked in though with one of those one day, and I'm like, all right, come on, King, like come on, man, you're at home, like why are you walking in with that? Like, come on,
it's
dog.
A big ass bag with a why? Deodorant. It'd be a big ass bag, toothbrush, deodorant, and like some clothes.
It's a bag. It's empty. It's got his wallet in it. Like, man, you don't need a toiletry bag at the Staples Center.
It's your home locker. All that stuff is already there.
You know what I love is like when they do like Halloween or they do like a theme or a dude shows up in some like big grandiose outfit mm-hmm. and they lose and you got to put that back on. Like, you know, you don't have a backup outfit. Like, I want to say Grant Williams, he came as Batman, but they lost.
Sounds
so then he had to put Batman back on and talk about it.
Yes. Bro, you better put a sweatsuit
in
your locker.
That's when you bring the duffel. What are you doing?
Some team attire. Like, I got...
Remember when Dame came in Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Yeah, it was a classic.
He had the walk because he just put the mask on and put the belt over his shoulder with the vest. But he had the walk down because the whole Austin thing had to be the walk, and he nailed it.
That was the classic, right?
Good
there.
Work.
Hey, real quick though, I mean, we know you got your ear to the NBA streets. What you hearing about Ja, man? Is this real? Is it like what you hearing?
I'm definitely hearing it's real. I mean, I don't know how that situation is going to resolve. You see a report today that kind of mirrors what I heard, which like Ja's not the only one upset with their new coach and their philosophy. Yeah. And
you can see it.
That's a two-way street. Ja's being vilified because he's Ja, and people love to get on their mic and camera and go, T. Morant needs to whoop him or whatever they be saying on these podcasts. But he's not the only disgruntled player there. And having just watched a full Memphis Grizzlies game two nights ago, it's not a happy team. And having been able to hear a little bit about what's going on, not a happy team. But it is real, and I think it is something they're going to have to address. And if this situation gets worse, I think the rubber will come to the road. And, yeah, the Kings are one of those teams. I think the Phoenix Suns are one of those teams. I think the usual suspects like Miami are one of those teams. But if you look at what the Grizzlies may want and what the Kings are willing to part with, I'm very fascinated to see. Ja's at a relatively low salary number for a superstar level player as well, like $39 million I think he's at. So that's easier to get to than the 55, 60 that some of these 10-year max guys are at. I'm very intrigued. I thought the Suns were a likely destination, and then I watched Jalen Green go off yesterday, so I'm like, maybe they're not so quick to get off Jalen, but Jalen for Ja and like one small piece is an easy trade to make. I think in a situation like this, I always look at the easiest trade. And I think DeMar works almost straight up. I think Zach does as well. You add a small piece. Like that, there's a lot of flexibility here for the Kings if they want to do that. It just turns into what Memphis wants. If you want to add picks, if you want to do this, you want to do that. I think it's one of the types of swings that Kings have to make. But I just wonder what that team is after that. You know what I mean? Like, I forget who it was that made this point, but you get a player like that in your building, they kind of do become the team for the city. And for Memphis, that's a struggle. But I think for the Kings, it's a bonus. You put him in the city, much like Russ, getting the support of the city. And you kind of sell your team on that. Like, we might not win every game, but we have Ja Morant here. I'd love to see him in Sacramento and then see how they build around that. But, like, the team he would show up to, I don't know if that fits what Ja is right now at this moment in time.
You mentioned the game two nights ago. Casey and I were talking about that one yesterday. I think Jaren had like 9 in that game.
They Ja Morant is shielding Jaren Jackson from a ton right now because
they had three players on the floor. They had three players on the floor that weren't moving.
I think there's a heavy emphasis on shooting threes, which Ja obviously isn't. Kungu is not a great shooter. I think, you know, Jaren does shoot threes, but like not to the level that they want him to. I think it's just a philosophy, difference in philosophy. But again, Ja is saving Jaren, and Jaren is just a friendlier personality. But he's got a big contract, and he looked just as lethargic as Ja, if not worse. Mm-hmm. That was an ugly game, and you know the Rockets mucked it up and kind of like, you know, played to their level for a little while. Eventually pulled away, but that team doesn't look happy. You know, just like not to be the body language police, but that's not a team giving a ton of effort. And we're gone from the grit and grind days. Even that culture that they had when they made that second round run, when they played the Warriors, played the Lakers, and all stuff, it's a frustrating team over there. So I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, it's not like Desmond Bane is killing in Orlando, but maybe that was the very beginning of the complete teardown and then seeing what they do next.
that's an understatement.
Yeah, it's going super bad, man, in Orlando.
Goodness gracious. Do you subscribe to not necessarily the conspiracy theory? I don't want to say it that way, but just the thought that basketball in Memphis is in trouble, and that also plays a part in whether or not they keep Ja Morant or not, and they're looking for relocation as opposed to expansion in the league right now. Do you think any of that is real or plays a part?
I'm not always as doom and gloom with some of these situations. I feel like the modern NBA media always wants to tear a team down and trade everybody away and blow it up and tank and get assets and all that. But there's a lot going on in Memphis for sure. And it's been that way for some time. I mean, it's, I remember when the Kevin trade stuff was happening, like that was coming up in conversations as well. Same for Jimmy, when they were looking at Jimmy, and it's just like, what is the future of that team? Where is that team going to be? How invested are they in what they're trying to do there? They spent a lot of money this summer, you know, re-upping on Jaren and collected some assets, and you would think they're building that team. They spent a lot of money on Ja a couple years ago, but it is a mess. I mean, I don't know about the status of like moving teams around in the league. And you know, a couple years ago, we just all knew Seattle and Vegas had a team on the way, and that changed. And you got Adam Silver basically saying he wants a team in London, and they can pull it off. And so, you know, is that the future of the league? It seems like it. Are they in a rush to get a team out of Memphis? If the attendance gets worse and they start losing money, definitely. But I mean, to go where? There's too much going on in the league right now to kind of look forward to that. I think this is just a team that doesn't know what to do after they got rid of their coach of the year candidate. They kind of stripped away some of their identity, and this team is going to be bad, it seems like, for a while.
Yeah, well. Yeah, well.
Yeah, so you guys want 12 in Sacramento?
Hell yeah! Well, I do. It's been a discussion
for a couple of days.
I do. I see all the red flags. I see all the things that are concerning, but I'm willing to take the chance for that ceiling.
What do you think about Ja in Sacramento? Does it make sense?
Well, this is my thing with, you know, I'm not to say small market team, but just teams that can't tank or win. Now, that's what the Kings have constantly been to me, the team that refuses to tank, with a team that can't necessarily win to the level they want. There's only a few ways to acquire a star, and this is one of them. Disgruntled, selling low, got to do what you can to get them. The other one is drafting, and they just don't win the draft ever. So this is their chance, and there's only going to be so many disgruntled stars, you know, around. And this is, in his situation, this is a guy who isn't going to get to really dictate what he wants in the way that Giannis would, or Joel Embiid, or maybe a Trae Young, or all these other guys who may or may not become available at some point in the next year. To me, yeah, this is where you jump and you figure out what, and you get Ja in that building, and then you kind of hope to surround him with some other stuff, but you don't get a Ja Morant blockbuster like that any other way, really, if you're the Kings. You don't do that if you're the Jazz, and You know, like Cleveland going after Donovan Mitchell. We're not going to win the draft. We got to do what we can to get him. I think you got to do it. If the Grizzlies are playing ball, you got to do it, and you figure out the rest after that. I still think he's a talent. It's just he's one of those talents where he needs a very specific team around him. He had that team for about 18 months, and, you know, it would be your task then to build that around him after that.
I'm a follow up. I think I know the answer based on what you just said. We're sure that Ja is still a star.
I think it's a great question. I think it's a very valid question, and I don't think we are sure.
Okay.
Between the injuries, which is a real thing, and I hate to just bank on a guy getting hurt, but for the sure. way he plays, I mean, he himself is like, I'm gonna stop dunking because I keep getting hurt. That's alarming to hear at that age. And he has been hurt a lot. He's a guy who he kind of reminds me of Iverson. Iverson used to always get knocked down, and he used to always be hurt. He's always finger this, elbow that, wrist this, knee that. That stuff adds up. And now, today, you know, the trainers aren't going to let you play with all that. So, I think that's what you have to concern yourself with. And to me, when I watch him, and I love Ja, I just don't see the evolution of what he was 3 years ago. So I just see a player that goes left a lot. Refuses to really shoot jumpers, has never really put the effort forward on defense. And yes, he has a great handle. Yes, he gets the cup a lot. Yes, he does provide a lot of stuff that is great, and he's crazy athletic even after these injuries. But that's the part that scares me just as much as injuries. Like, where's the evolution of you here? Yeah. But I guess what the hope would be is we get him here, he realizes, you know, things have taken a turn, and maybe he locks in. It's a gamble you got to take, I think, if you're a team like the Kings.
Yeah. Real quick before you get out of here, I know my partner talked about this yesterday, and I don't necessarily disagree at all, but he says OKC could be going after 70 this year. You think they're that type of team with the league the way it is right now?
I think they're the perfect modern team. And I don't, maybe not perfect, but they're perfect for the modern style in that they got a lot of guys who love to catch and shoot, but also play defense. And they got like like seven of them dudes. It feels like they got another guy every night, whether it's Wiggins, whether it's Dort, whether it's Caruso. One of those dudes chips in every night. They're doing this without their second best player. They're doing this with Chet missing some time. They're long. They guard hard every night. They don't care that they just won the title. They pick up full court. They kind of started this full court press revolution a little bit. That's a tough team. And if they remain healthy – 70's hard just because, you know, a team gets hot from three, which is what the Blazers did. They can catch you, and that's kind of like make-miss league type stuff. That's a team that doesn't win a lot of games. I think for them, their schedule hasn't been crazy. So, you know, we'll start seeing them play against the Denvers and Milwaukee, who has looked really good. And you know, these other teams, they get traveling more. But it's a scary team. They're going to win a lot of games. And we might be looking at Shea back-to-back MVPs, which is also scary because that dude is killing it, and he just can't be guarded. Like, that's my thing with Shea, because this is high praise, but he's like a mix of Kobe and Iverson with the handle and kind of like the movements and the mid-range and the way he just gets guys off balance. But then he has that game where he kind of is a foul grifter, and he kind of is grabbing your arms and ducking under you and all this stuff. It's like, dude, you're so much fun to watch when you're not doing that. I hate it when you do this. But yeah, that team is scary. I can't wait till the Rockets play them again. Hopefully everybody's at full strength. Can we get another clash there? Because, you know, five straight, hopefully six straight tonight. But 70's lofty. I don't know if we'll ever see that again with as much as guys shoot threes, but they're going to be up there, mid-60s. They're going to give it a chance.
Talk about back-to-back MVPs. That boy in Milwaukee going to have something to say about that.
Oh, look. Hey, look. I got this. You know, last couple of years, I've had to salute a couple dudes. We joke about Halliburton on here, but like, yo, when you do what you did in the playoffs last year, you just a dude. Giannis is one of them boys. Like, I'm not trying to like. I met him. He was super nice. We joked about how I used to kind of give him a hard time, but that dude just produces, man, and he hits the game winner the other night. Like, I can only ask for so much. I gotta stop hating. I got no choice, but. I hope my boy gets in the MVP race. He had a couple of rough games. He's getting tired of getting triple teamed, but that's a whole nother story. And, you know, he let the crowd have it, the team have it. But that's what he's looking at this year, and I think that's the game plan, obviously, for the Rockets, is to let the youngins eat And when we need Kevin in crunch time, he steps up. He does what he got to do. I said Kevin because he was mad. I said, hey, dog, y'all won by 20, man. Only so much I can hear about this. You right. You ain't getting to play ball. You getting triple teamed. You shot terrible. He missed the layup at the end of the game. Like, he just forced it over three people, fell on the ground, just laid there. I said, I know you frustrated, but look, y'all won by 20, buddy. This is the plan here. This is, you know, you just going to have to thug it out for right now. Over that means they win a lot of games, too.
Eddie, we appreciate you as always, my brother. Have a great weekend.
Fellas. Good to chat always, man. I hope y'all got some runs in this week, man. Hope y'all get some runs in. I came fresh off a run.
Oh yeah, I got you. Oh, I'll hold up my end. I got you.
You jinxed me with the win too. It's been windy.
That's eat me. I'm gonna get six in tomorrow for you. How about that?
Ooh. All right. I'm gonna be checking, man.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
Seeing y'all, man. We'll be back next week.
All right, appreciate
big
you,
dog.
Boy.
Bronx, thanks. Stand up, BX Burrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.